Thank you so much to Pan American Development Foundation Executive Director Katie Taylor for joining me today to discuss PADF's programmatic approach to women and gender. We at PADF apply a gender equality lens to everything we do, and it is a pleasure to speak with you, Katie, about PADF's work and your role as a woman leader. And let me start by asking you, what are the structural and cultural changes that are needed to ensure full respect for women's and girls' human rights in Latin America and the Caribbean?
Thank you, Laura, for the terrific questions. And you're absolutely right that both structural and cultural changes are needed. But even beyond that, I would start with just a shift in attitude. I remember, if you may, an example from outside of Latin America and the Caribbean. When I was speaking with the ambassador from Norway, this was a few years ago, who said that the biggest thing that contributed to the growth in the Norwegian economy over the last few decades was not finding oil in the North Sea. It was the inclusion of women as full participants at all levels of the economy. And to me, that attitudinal shift that you see strongly in the Nordic countries in Europe is so very much needed across Latin America and the Caribbean. Well, certainly culture is a part of that, but if each one of us starts with an attitude shift, hopefully together we'll be able to shift the cultural norms and perspectives away from ultra rigid, hierarchical templates and conceptions of gender. Some of these often known as machismo, but more than that, even an appreciation of the role of women and all gender in society, in the economy, in politics, in every aspect of life. Institutionally, there are some fundamental structural issues. We know that there still continues to be a huge amount of unpaid work performed by women. And this has been exacerbated in the last year by the COVID-19 pandemic. But that's just an example of policies that are needed to address women's unique needs, such as their overrepresentation in the formal economy.
And is PADF doing some type of work to address this? Challenges? And can you give us some examples of what the organization does in Latin America and the Caribbean?
Of course, I'd be happy to. I mean, the first, we try to look at everything we do through a gender lens. It started with training our staff with an understanding. What does it mean to be gender sensitive? What does it mean to be gender transformational? How do we ensure we try to be gender transformational in everything that we do, which is a high bar? More specifically, we partner with local feminist and women's organizations across the hemisphere. And then there's specific examples of things that we do, are doing, or have done. In Mexico, we work with labor unions representing domestic workers and local organizations to advance the rights of domestic workers. These rights include access to social security and a dignified work environment. As a follow-on, we were also able to help in Honduras, help a group of women create the first domestic workers union ever in Honduras. We're also developing the most extensive database of organizations providing support of survivors of gender-based violence. As you may know, another one of the terrible consequences of COVID-19 and the lockdowns has been a significant increase in gender-based violence. So now we're pulling together data on the organizations that work in this space. We're collecting it directly from governmental and non-governmental organizations, putting it on an interactive online map. Again, it's a tool, but that will help amplify the voices of organizations that support women, and to promote knowledge and information sharing. So these are just some specific and discrete examples of what we're doing.
Thank you so much, Katie. And you talked about attitudes, and in terms of attitudes, beliefs, behaviors, what is the role of young men and women? And are you also working with youth, adolescents to try to, you know, shift this before gender-based violence happens?
Generally, we work to empower adolescents and youth in all of our youth-centered programs, in particularly when it comes to the issue that I just mentioned of gender-based violence. We're working in Paraguay and two border cities in Brazil. We're working with adolescents and youth to identify and address harmful sociocultural norms that perpetuate gender-based violence. So in this project, for instance, youth leaders become master trainers. They engage in a community of practice with fellow master trainers, civil society organizations who work on gender-based violence prevention, and then they replicate workshops in safe spaces at the community level. So youth can be truly transformational. Another example in Paraguay, we're strengthening civil society organizations by giving them the necessary knowledge, skills, and resources to conduct meaningful advocacy efforts and innovative education initiatives. So local partners like these can then continue to mobilize societal support to shift gender norms and, again, prevent gender-based violence. So this project is an example of what we can do in specific locations, but then we always try to make it sustainable and replicable. So for instance, developing training manuals that can be published and adapted and utilized in other regional contexts. And that's really part of our DNA at the Pan American Development Foundation. We really want to be your partner for Latin America and the Caribbean, and in this particular case, on gender-based violence prevention methodologies.
Thank you so much, Katie. That's a great example and a very ambitious project. Can you tell me a little bit more about you as a woman leader? What message would you share with your younger self and with girls who aspire to reach leadership roles in the future?
My short answer, follow your bliss. Whatever you want to do, you can do. There are people out there, you may not know them yet, but if you're clear on what you want to do, there are people who are there to help you. Just a question of finding them. I'm dating myself. I'm a grandmother already. I'm a mother of two and grandmother of one. And when I was about to graduate from college, I was doing informational interviews, and a friend of my father's who had kindly offered me an informational interview essentially suggested that I should go and be a secretary. And that is wonderful work for those who want to do it, but it was not what I wanted to do. I wanted to change the world. And it takes not listening to the people who try to put you down, and it takes having confidence in yourself to listen to that inner voice that says, yes, I can.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. Thank you for that. So Katie Taylor, Executive Director of the Pan American Development Foundation, thank you so much for talking with us today, for the work that you are doing, for the support that you are providing to women's organizations throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, and for inspiring and being a role model for many women and for many young women from the region and globally. Thank you so much for your time.